Hi there, it's time for your next mystery lesson. And in this lesson, we're going to be talking all about raising your vibrations. Now, I gave you a little download about what I think is coming in 2025, but how are you going to get through it? And the biggest thing as mediums that we need to know is that we have the power to raise our vibration. Before we get into vibrations, though, I want to make something super, 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 super clear. And I'm going to emphasize this a lot. You are never to be a medium for anyone as a replacement for a doctor or for medication. You are never to be a medium for yourself as a doctor or for medication. And I'm talking about this because some of the symptoms that you might experience when you're at a low vibrational frequency could actually be signs of something physical or some type of illness going on. If you've gone into the doctor and you've had your blood checked and you've done everything like I did at one time, and the doctors were like, we don't know what's wrong with you. I consulted with a medical professional first. And then I was like, okay, so what do I do now? And that's when I started going to see energy workers who told me that my energetic vibration was pretty much fucked, putting it mildly. So your vibration is your own personal frequency that's controlled by your emotions, your thoughts, and your feelings. It's similar to your aura, but vibrations are more kind of in the moment, if you will. So to me, auras are an overall representation of you as a human. They're more fixed, but your vibrations change frequently almost with every single thought that you have. So when you go through a burnout or something really traumatic or something shifts or happens to you, your vibrations can be like, boop, off the chart. When we raise our vibrations, we're raising the frequency in which we go about our daily lives, which is what we do as mediums. We raise our vibrations to connect with spirit. So how do we know if our vibrations are too low, though, and if those vibrations are potentially making us sick? Well, you feel it. You feel tired. You have low motivation. You have aches and pains. You have cloudy thoughts. You have negative self-talk. You may have depression, anxiety, fatigue, migraines. I mean, you may just not be able to get out of bed, which is exactly where I was. But by contrast, when your vibrations are high, you're going to feel really energetic. You're going to feel at peace. You're going to feel generally happier. That doesn't mean that you feel like you're perfect, but just means that you feel like your baseline or normal, whatever that is for you. So guess which one is the best for being a medium? Well, obviously, when your vibration is low, you become this kind of breeding ground for bad energy. And when you have high vibrations, you're more likely to attract positive energy, which is what we obviously want, because we want to be talking to spirits that come from love and light. So we always want to be making sure that your vibration is positive, clean, clear, and really in this higher elevated state. How do we do that? I'm going to tell you. The first thing is breathe. This is going to make you more energized, more calmer, more connected to the universe and its energy. And most of the time, we're actually not breathing from our heart center. We're breathing from the top of our neck instead of breathing from our, you know, our core. And we need to be doing that. The other thing to raise your vibration really quickly is to hug someone. Hugging can help stimulate the release of oxytocin in the body. Oxytocin releases the nervous system, which reduces stress, which strengthens the immune system, which improves your heart health, which improves your vibration. The other thing is practicing gratitude. I have a gratitude journal. I wrote down 10 things every single day, no matter what, that I'm grateful for. That changes my vibration. I do activities that make me happy. Do you know, I love, such a silly thing, but I love playing ping pong. Like, it's my jam. And I do it, and it makes me happy. You can go outside. The earth keeps us really grounded and in the moment, which brings clarity, which helps raise our vibration. And listen, I can see you rolling your eyes, but I just want you to know, meditate, 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 because that truly helps raise our vibration. The next thing is acts of kindness. So helping other people, whether it's just someone crossing the street or helping someone purchase something or donating, that raises your vibration. Affirmations, those little tiny phrases, those little things that you may think are not such a big deal. Yeah, they hugely can raise your vibration. And then you have crystals. Crystals, obviously, laying them down and placing crystals on your body can help raise your vibration. Carrying them in your pocket, putting them in your room, those little crystals are so good. Cleansing, whether you're doing in a bath with Epsom salt, whether you're smudging yourself, whether you're putting incense somewhere, whether you're spraying a cleanse on yourself, cleanse your stuff. Get rid of that toxic crap. Crystals are a great way, but I already talked about those. But selenite and clear quartz are just super natural healers and chargers. You can also raise your vibration with sound. Music clears your vibration. Salt will clear your vibration. Put it around your house, put it around your room, put it in your bathtub. Water is such a huge thing, and I can feel when the ocean is calling me. I actually grew up on Vancouver Island, so every once in a while the ocean calls me home, and I know that's what I need to heal. And then last but not least is the sunlight and the moonlight. They are huge for raising your energy and cleansing and clearing your vibration. So as I said, when you're in a lower energetic vibration and you feel sick and you feel crappy, you're not good to anyone, especially not yourself. But when you raise your vibration and you're coming from a place of positivity, love and light and connectivity, then the spirits and the people that are drawn to you will be amazing. And that's how you keep yourself in a place of love and light. I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.